subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed the greatness of this month to us in the Quran Kareem. So that, my respected friends and brothers, is the first thing to keep in mind. Then there are verses that are mentioned in the Quran that detail the laws pertaining to the month of Ramadan, from ayat number 183 in Surah Baqarah to 187, quite a long ayat, only four ayat, but it covers up the laws pertaining to fasting and all other things like itikaf and whatever else might be needed to be done in the month of Ramadan. So if Allah Ta'ala has given such detailed masail in the Quran, it is definitely a sign that this is not a month we just let it go by. This is a month where we take it serious and we take Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala serious. The thing is, my brothers, and this is our weakness, that we might hear a talk, we might read about it, but then we do not let it affect us. Some people might not even understand what is being said. Some did not hear what is said. Some heard and understood, but did not practice what was said. So you get different levels of listening and putting into practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, ati'u Allah wa rasulahu, obey Allah and His Rasul, wa la tawallaw anhu, and do not turn away from them after you have heard. When you have heard it and you make like you never hear. Don't be like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like it. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا. And don't be like those people who said, we have heard. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And they have not heard. So hearing is not just the faculty of, you know, hearing, that I am hearing with my ears. No, it is hearing, understanding, reflecting, and then seriously, consciously putting into practice. So that is how, if we can understand this ayat of the Quran in relation to this month that is now at our doorstep, inshallah, we will then make the appropriate preparation for it. And when the month passes, inshallah, thumma inshallah, besides the forgiveness, we will have experienced a major change in our spiritual life. We will have experienced a closer relationship to Allah Ta'ala than ever before. And we would have tasted the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala even more better than wherever we had tasted it, if we ever tasted it, my respected friends and brothers. In this ayat 183 to 187 in Surah Baqarah, we find Allah Ta'ala has given the reasons also about the importance of this month. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about three aspects. What, amongst others, a person will acquire. Allah says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that the people may acquire taqwa. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you make shukr. We just spoke about shukr in the introduction of the talk. And the third thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that they may lead their lives upright, straight, on the correct path. Everything that a person does, he needs to be guided, whether it's dunya life or whether it's deen life. A person needs to be guided, he needs to be walking on the straight road, he needs to be walking right, as we say, not of the line, he's supposed to be walking on the line. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these three things in the Quran Kareem when he is discussing the month of Ramadan. So we are supposed to say, okay, these are the things that are needed, or these are the things I'm supposed to acquire and achieve. Let me put myself and let me program myself in such a manner that inshallah, once the month comes, I am definitely going to acquire this, what is referred to as taqwa. And like you mentioned, the nafs has to be trained, the nafs has to be purified. The biggest, the most shrewdest enemy that is living within us, the enemy inside the house, is the nafs. We spoke about the nafs last week also, we spoke about taqwa last week also, in a different context. But as long as we do not become aware of the tricks of the nafs, my respected friends and brothers, we think we are doing right, we think we are doing acts of piety, but the nafs is leading us somewhere else, it is leading us astray. So it has to be reined in, it has to be corrected, it has to be straightened, it has to be subdued and punished also sometimes. That you don't have your way, I am aware of all your tricks. How did the awliya become awliya when they did not give in to the dictates of the nafs? So my respected brothers, taqwa has to be acquired. Somebody asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that how will you describe taqwa? This word taqwa, my brothers, there isn't an appropriate, you know, translation of it in Urdu, in Gujarati, in any language, even in English for that matter. But we can define it maybe in this way, that it is that quality, and this is what we must ask ourselves, that quality that creates an extreme consciousness in our minds with regard to our shari'i obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a quality that rejuvenates our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes us so conscious of every smallest, minutest act of disobedience. That is what taqwa is. That is one of the definitions. So we must be aware at all times that am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The smallest act of disobedience, a person says, no, wait. I know sometimes when it comes, they say, this is all right, you can do it. That's not a major sin. So we must not have that kind of attitude. Every small sin, even if it's a small sin, if the greatness of Allah is in front of us, we don't regard it, my respected brothers, as a small sin. So that is what the essence of taqwa is, and that is what this particular month is supposed to be to bring in us. So somebody asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that what is taqwa? How can you give the definition? So he gave an example that if you are walking in a thicket bush that has got trees that are covered with thorns, and there are thorns at the bottom also, and all other harmful creatures, and you need to cross from here to there. How are you going to cross? With so much of caution that you must not get pricked from the top, from the side, from the bottom, from anywhere else, and you need to negotiate your way. That, he says, is taqwa. That through your journey in life at all times, you are so conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki na farmani nahi hoja. I must not make anything that is going to amount to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, my brothers, is the quality that the month of Ramadan primarily is supposed to inculcate in us. And like we say, we have a week and we are supposed to now think, how am I going to do whatever? So we can plan in our minds, list our own weaknesses. We are supposed to know what our weaknesses are. Every Wednesday we have the Tazkiyah program there. It is for this reason where the weaknesses of a person, his own, egos and his own spiritual ailments are discussed. So we are supposed to know about these things. Until we don't go do a checkup, we'll never know. When a person goes to a doctor for an annual checkup or whenever, then he comes to find out a lot of things are wrong with him. So first of all, we're supposed to have a list of that. I have got these bad qualities in me. I need to put them right. That's the first thing he's supposed to mentally prepare himself. And really, my brothers, the month of Ramadan, if you look at all the things that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, last week threw light on one of them, it will purify a person most beautifully if he strictly adheres to whatever has been said. Then he must also look at the qualities that he has got, the good qualities, that how can I actually improve and increase on them? Ramadan came, Ramadan went. Every Ramadan I'm doing the same thing, mashallah. I stand the first serve, I read Tarawih, I make one khatam, and whatever else I have been doing. How much more can I do? How has the month of Ramadan affected me that I have increased my acts of goodness? Mashallah, people go for Umrah. People do various other things. Good. When you come back, when you pass the month of Ramadan, if you did not go for Umrah, the question is, how much better did I become as a human being in my relationship with Allah Ta'ala, in my relationship with fellow humans? Or am I still the same what I was? So the second thing, my respected friends and brothers, is to ask ourselves, how did we actually conduct ourselves? And then also, my brothers, somewhere in the middle of Ramadan, a person should actually just do a quick stock take again. You know, a little bit of a introspection that so many bad deeds have now left me. I have had this very evil habit of, for example, gazing lustful gazes at the opposite gender. I haven't done that this whole Ramadan. If a person stick to that after Ramadan. I have had this bad habit of listening to all that content that is haram, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has condemned. I have not done that any longer. I have had this habit of using very, very bad, vulgar language. I have not used it the month of Ramadan. Various things that he can think about and say that I'm not going to allow these things actually to happen. And then also, my brothers, we have to ask ourselves that when Ramadan comes, did Ramadan actually change our lifestyle and our habits? Fasting, what did fasting really do for us? ليس الصيام من الأكل والشرب إنما الصيام من اللغو والرفث. You see, when Ramadan comes, our routine changes. But how are our eating habits? How are our sleeping? Did we cut down on sleep? Only we just change our sleeping now. But we're still sleeping more also. What about our eating? Let us be honest, my brothers. Are we eating less? Or we've only changed our eating habits? So sehri time, we put away big time. Iftar time, we put away big time. After Tarawih again, we pack away. And such diverse things which we never ate in the out of the month of Ramadan. Such things we are drinking. Those people who have got the unpleasant habit of smoking. good opportunity that I need to get out of it now. Did we make an effort in any way to say, okay, I'm going to now use this opportunity to cut down on all those things, to change my habits and to come right in life? So therefore, my brothers, it said that fasting is not about eating and drinking. What is our fasting reduced to at this point in time? We need to be honest how much of preparation is made in that line, how we go overboard. Fasting is actually that a person abstains from lahwa and rafath. Lahwa means futile activities, and rafath means sin, all immodest, immoral, rude, evil actions in whichever way it might be. That's why when Ramadan comes, we plead to our people that Ramadan is not a month for us to pass our time socializing, having braai parties, having Ramadan parties, having sehri parties, playing games and going all over the place and just letting the time pass. No, my brothers, that is not what Ramadan is. Ramadan is not that month. It is a month where we seriously apply ourselves to cleansing ourselves and coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we are supposed to be doing. So we ask ourselves that how far have I progressed? You know, it is so sad that we don't want to speak about other countries, but so-called Muslim countries, the best and the prime series of entertainment that comes on their TV is always in the month of Ramadan. You must read on their websites. All the real saucy and spicy action stuff that is supposed to come, we talk of so-called Muslim countries, the series runs in the month of Ramadan. It is sad, my brothers. That's why whatever is happening there, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Let's hope they wake up and we also wake up, my respected friends and brothers, that we do not allow ourselves to show na shukri and na qadri, non-appreciation and ungratefulness to this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it must be cut out. Let us not justify. I need to pass my time, the kids need to pass their time. Make tilawat of Quran. Nafil namaz, so many of us have got what we call qadhas piled up. How are we going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the occasion. And how many of us have taken to reading books? We don't have time to read. There are such beautiful Islamic literature out there. The stories of the Sahaba, the Anbiya, the Awliya. It is so inspirational, my respected friends and brothers. So instead of doing everything else, these are the things we are supposed to use and do in the month of Ramadan. So the month is here. It is very close on our doorstep. And let us ensure, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that when the month of Ramadan comes and a person still lies and he acts upon lies, then such a person, my respected brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah does not need his fast. There are so many additional activities we can do and say that these are the things I'm going to do in this month and continue. Last week you mentioned that only when Ramadan comes, we do a little bit of charity, we send kajuri and we send money there and iftar there, after we forget about the poor people. No. We must increase and do as many things as we can, as far as we can. One person mentioned to me, each year my father increases his lifestyle by bringing a new sunnah. So he's brought the Tahajjud Salah in, he has brought all the other nawafil, as far as his charity over the years. He does it in Ramadan and he makes niyat and he makes dua to Allah. This Ramadan I'm doing this. And then he carries it out throughout the year. So there are opportunities we have got, my brothers, to enrich our lives, to improve our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day we're also going to go away. Whatever we have left behind in terms of good deeds and in terms of good actions for creation, it'll carry on. Last night we were talking of our respected Mawlana Abu Bakr Bamji rahimahullah. So many things were mentioned about the things that Mawlana did, my brother. Allah reward him. But there are much, much more things nobody knew about which Mawlana was doing, and Mawlana did not want it to be known in any case. But what we are saying is that Allah knows and Allah will reward him. And once when we leave this dunya also, we will do things that are between us and Allah Ta'ala only. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for ma'alana al-balagh.